Where are they now?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Earlier this summer, there was no shortage of experts saying oil was going to $200 a barrel and up. There was no shortage of big investors piling on, buying up the price. But this morning, oil's at $118 and falling, and it might just keep falling. So what's going on? Here's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
Okay, so a few weeks ago, we were flirting with the $150 mark for a barrel of oil. What's made the price slide down so far? Of course, the old laws of supply and demand are in play. Saudi Arabia has increased output, and demand from U.S. consumers is way down. Less demand with extra oil sloshing around equals lower prices. But Oppenheimer oil analyst Fadel Gates says there's more to it. Big investors like hedge funds are running for the exits because demand has fallen more than they expected.
That's why you're seeing some of the panic selling. And to tell you the truth, it's just the beginning.
Gates says supply and demand rule the markets, but large investors, he calls them speculators, tend to speed up price increases or free falls. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
And of course, let's not forget the money that was made on the way up. Falling oil prices are generally welcomed on Wall Street, and that seems to be the case this morning. So far, the Dow is up 101 points to 11,385. The NASDAQ has added 18 so far. The S&P 500 is up 10 points. Stocks finished 1% to 2% lower in Asia today, but European shares are up about 2% so far. Delta Airlines said this morning it's going Wi-Fi by next summer. Delta's installing a wireless network on more than 300 planes. So for about 10 bucks a flight, you'll be able to surf the web. It's funny Delta announced this today because it's also the day the airline starts charging a bunch of new fees, including $50 for checking a second bag. These baggage fees are getting so expensive, some people are mailing their suitcases instead. Dan Gretsch has more.
A growing number of companies offer guaranteed door-to-door luggage service, but it'll cost you from $120 to $200 for a single bag. Jewelry artist Julie Ashton decided to ship the clothing she needed for an upcoming vacation. She boxed it up and took it to the post office a week before her trip. First-class mail cost her $16.
Really seems a lot easier in the end to do that than to lug it around the airport, check it, pay the fee, and then stand around at baggage claim waiting again.
UPS and FedEx say more people are shipping luggage, though the companies don't break out the exact numbers. A medium-sized suitcase sent by ground costs between $40 and $70, depending on where it's going. Shipping your luggage offers a big perk. Unlike the airlines, you get your money back if your bags don't arrive. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Let's see what else we have in corporate news. I guess people are a little less willing to gamble with their money right now. The casino company MGM Mirage said profits fell almost 70% last quarter. Dish Network is losing subscribers, so now it's talking about a merger with DirecTV. That comes from this morning's Wall Street Journal.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting efforts that help save lives lost from sudden cardiac arrest. More on SCA risks and response at suddencardiacarrest.org.
This is, of course, the year of the rat in China. But with the Olympics 3 days away, the rat is a problem. So are mice, cockroaches, and mosquitoes. Beijing has a lot of vermin. Our man in London, Stephen Beard, is here to tell us about some Brits being flown in to help save the day. Stephen, who are we talking about?
Well, one company in particular, a British company called Rentokil, which is Europe's largest pest control firm, has got the contract. It's the only foreign company involved in Beijing. And it says whether it flies, bites, scuttles, stings or burrows, we'll deal with it. And they've deployed 150 staff in Beijing and an impressive array of technology to crack down on all those, rats, mice, cockroaches, flies and mosquitoes.
All right. So how are they getting rid of them?
Well, they're particularly proud of what they call the smartest mousetrap in the world. This device uses radar technology. Picture a cylinder with two infrared beams. The rodent breaks the beam. That slams the door shut, triggering a blast of carbon dioxide, which dispatches the rodent. And then the whole device sends an email or a text message to the monitoring center.
Jeez, that is pretty high tech. What other kind of devices are they using?
Well, the other device is what they call the wind curtain. And this, as the visitors go through all the entrances and doorways into the various stadia in Beijing, will experience a blast of air. This is indeed air which is being blown outwards in order to keep the mosquitoes, the flies, out of the various venues.
Well, it sounds like they're going to pretty great lengths to do this. How big a problem are the rats and the mice and the cockroaches?
Well, I suppose the biggest problem is the time of year. It's very hot. This is the peak of the breeding season for a lot of these creatures. So it does call for a major effort, not just by this British company, but by the Chinese, who are themselves, of course, pretty adept at rat catching and other forms of pest control.
Well, do you get a sense that this British company feels confident that it can do the job?
They are very confident. They've been on the job since December. The one point, of course, is this is, as we know, the year of the rat in China, and they can't quite decide whether that's a good or bad omen for pest controllers.
All right, Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Rodents aside, we also learned this morning that YouTube will provide 3 hours of exclusive Olympic content every day during the Games. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.